Often, when we think of scary stories, we think of monsters that appear in the dark, inhuman forms that linger for reasons unknown, but surely are there to cause us harm. Welcome to another intriguing episode of All Things Mysterious, the podcast where all the realms of true crime, supernatural, and the unexplained converge. I'm your host, Jordan.
I'm Matt.
We're ready to plunge into today's fascinating mysteries. Let's dive right in. But the true monsters out there are usually just people. Normal-looking individuals that can blend in among the crowd, hiding perfectly in plain sight, ready to do heinous things you can't even imagine. The case I have for you today is incredibly well-known and well-documented. A case in which, most likely, a true monster ruined a family forever. But we still don't know who that true monster really is. In May of 2007, the McCann family went on vacation to Praia da Luz, Portugal. In attendance were the parents, Jerry and Kate, and their three kids, Madeline, almost 4 years old, and the twins, Sean and Amelie, who were two. For 5 days, the McCann family enjoyed sunshine and the ocean breeze at the family resort, forgetting about their daily life and everyday worries. But on May 3rd, life changed forever for the McCann family. That night, Jerry and Kate put the kids to sleep in their resort bedroom and snuck away to a resort within a short walking distance to meet with friends, planning to check on the kids every 15 minutes or so between all of them. After all, this was a family resort. They could see the kids' door from the restaurant. The kids should be fine. They'd done this every night at the resort without a problem. Through the evening, they did just that, and the kids had been asleep as planned.
So first off, this is obviously a story about a kid. So Jordan's back to her old ways of pissing me off.
Of course I am. You know how I roll.
Second, I've heard this story before, but I never really looked into it because, again, child. And from what I have heard, there is a lot of suspicious stuff. Like on the parents' part, for instance. Like you said, how they basically just left the kids alone. That's odd to me.
Yeah, they got raked over the coals for that. They really did. And I can't blame them for that.
I'm trying to see all sides of it. As a parent, that's the last thing you think of is something's going to happen. But even me, who's trying to be not as judgmental, it's really hard on this one so far. You don't leave your kids alone in a resort.
No, I agree with you. I will say they felt better about it because it was a super family-friendly resort. And there were, I believe, 7 of them total. Obviously, it was just the two of them for their part of their family. But there was a group of 7 of them, and they took a rotation every 15 minutes, and one of them had a baby monitor. So they would all go check on all of their kids every time that they did a round. They were really close. They could see the door. They could watch things. They felt safer than what I think they actually were, which, don't get me wrong, I'm not a parent. But even with my nephew, I don't even like when I'm in the living room and I don't see him. It freaks me out. Now, granted, I am aware that the culture is different in other countries and they are not from the United States. I know parenting is vastly different in other countries and it's a lot looser. And I don't say that in a bad way. I just know that the culture is different. So I don't know if that's just like a hover parent kind of thing that we do. I don't know.
I don't think it's a hover parent type thing. Because here's the thing about kids, especially young kids. And you said she was 4 at this time, right?
She was a couple days old from being 4 years old.
And then the twins were 2.
Yes.
So here's the thing about 4-year-olds and 2-year-olds. They will try to eat anything that they can possibly get their hands on. You've got to be extra precautious. Here's the thing. As a parent, when you're around your kids, you're at least within earshot of them, especially when they're younger. If my daughter even coughed from her room, I could hear it. Because you get in tune with those things.
And it's funny, too, because if another kid coughs, you know which is yours.
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's the same thing with my daughters. When they were younger, when they were first starting to talk, like, nobody could understand what they were saying, but I could.
Yeah, all it sounds like is gibberish to everybody else, and you're like, oh, you want a juice box? Okay.
When you're that far away from them, even if you can still see the door, you're still a long ways away from them. If they start choking, there's nothing you're going to be able to do.
Right. Now, they did put them to sleep at that point, but like kids, they wake up.
Kids are going to push the boundaries, especially young kids in the terrible two stages.
Oh, God, I know that. That's the truth.
That's the other thing. If the kids know the parents aren't there, they're going to get scared because kids get scared. So the fact that they left them in this resort, and I'm really trying not to be too rough on them, especially since I know where the story goes, but they fucked up.
Yeah, you're not the only one. Throughout all these years, pretty much everyone has said the same thing. They were horribly irresponsible.
If they're not involved in any way, I guarantee you they're saying the same thing.
Oh, 100%. I'm sure that if they had nothing to do with it, that they feel absolutely freaking terrible.
And from what I do remember the story, I think I'm really going to get pissed off here soon.
Probably.
I should have brought my anxiety medicine today.
But then Kate did the 10 p.m. check. Kate walked the short distance back to the room, only to find Madeline's room was empty and the shutters were open. Madeline was gone, but the twins were still there. Instantly, she called the police to report Madeline missing and ran to alert her friends and her husband at the restaurant. Resort staff, friends, and nearly everyone they could find began to search for little Madeline while police were on the way. As soon as police got there, they began taking statements and searching for Madeline. The search went on for days, canvassing not only the resort, but the area around it. No sign of Madeline was found. The entire family could do nothing but wait for word from the police and hope for the best. Nothing happened until May 26th. Police issued a description of a man a witness had seen that night, believed to have had Madeline. He was wearing a dark coat and had dark hair and was carrying a small child in the direction away from the resort complex. The witness seemed to believe he was a local because tourists didn't wear coats, just maybe small jackets. So police focused more on locals in the area. After narrowing the search, they identified a man named Robert Murat, who lived incredibly close to the apartment they were staying in and fit the description. Unfortunately, this lead ultimately went nowhere. Robert lived 150 meters away. But not only did he have an alibi, he had a daughter of his own and had been carrying her that night. He was the first person of interest and the only one for over 3 months.
This actually pisses me off a lot because as a single father, I get questioned about being a father. It's almost like I got to defend the fact that I'm a single father and that I'm competent to raise my girls.
I get it 100%, which is ridiculous because you shouldn't at all.
But the fact that he's carrying his young child and all of a sudden he's a suspect, that to me is just ridiculous. A father's carrying his child and he's deemed a suspect. If the roles were reversed, if that was a woman carrying a child, would she be considered a suspect like he was?
I will say that the witness went into more detail about the body language, and it was his body language that she was more concerned about, because I guessed he was like really hunched over and almost running. He was going so fast. And she said that looked more suspicious, more so than just the fact that he was carrying a child, which honestly, I can understand. But also at the same time, if your kid is asleep and you want them to stay asleep, I would also be rushing to get them home.
Or I don't know how young the child was, but let's say the child was still in diapers. They could have been having a blowout.
God, yes, that's never a good time.
I don't know this witness, but we've talked about this before. Eyewitnesses are the worst. Because in this instance, she's trying to interpret his body language, which unless she's trained in reading body language, I don't trust that at all. My point is, the only reason he was a suspect, essentially, was because he was carrying his child. I mean, he boiled it down to the bare minimum. And that, to me, is just ridiculous because it really shouldn't be like that.
I agree with you, but at the same time, from what I understand, the kid looked to be about the same age. And at the very least, they needed to at least look into that enough. And they did, and they cleared him, which is good. Because what if she just looked at him and thought, oh, it's just a dad with his daughter, and thought, eh, just a dad with his kid, and it ended up being Madeline, and didn't say a word about it, you know?
Yeah, I get that. But how many other parents did she see that night or that day that were carrying their child?
Probably quite a few, but I don't think any of them were just rushing or anything like that. It was just the way he was rushing away from Madeline's room. It just made enough sense to her to point it out. At least I think it was a she.
That's other issues. The fact that he's still talked about when it comes to her, even though he was cleared. I don't know. It's frustrating.
To be entirely fair, though, I'm also fairly sure that he's got a history, because I'm pretty sure that we've looked up other things on this guy and he's not great.
I'm not saying that he is, but in this instance, he was just carrying his child. That's not a crime. And I get that they've got to do their due diligence, but the fact that he still even talked about when he was completely cleared.
He's part of the story.
I know. I guess it just hits a nerve for me. Anyways.
Forensics came back 3 months later with cadaver dogs to check the entire resort, which changes the narrative of this case entirely. The cadaver dogs hid in two places, the closet in Kate and Jerry's bedroom and the trunk of their rental car. This is when the investigation shifted focus directly onto the parents, Kate and Jerry McCann. The popular theory was that Kate and Jerry accidentally overdosed her on a sedative, hoping for the kids to sleep the whole night so they could have an easy, kid-free evening with their friends. But, aside from the cadaver dogs, there was no evidence, and Kate and Jerry have always said they had nothing to do with their daughter's disappearance. In fact, they basically refused to answer any questions that may make them seem guilty.
Yeah, so that is definitely suspicious. The fact that it was 3 weeks later that they finally decided to get a cadaver dog.
Oh, 3 months.
3 months. Sorry. I really hate to say it, but in cases like this where a child disappears, the answer that seems to always be the case is the parents are involved somehow.
No, I have to agree with you. If it's not the parents, it's somebody very close to them, a parental figure of some sort, or somebody that's also just very close, uncle, very close friend of the family, something along those lines.
And the fact that a cadaver dog hit on the closet and the car, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, so interesting fact. I forgot to mention this, but they actually didn't get that car until 24 days after Madeline disappeared. If her body had been in that trunk, it would have been way after. And they would have had to have done something with her body until then. Which kind of blows my mind, because what could you have done with it till then?
There's a lot of sick people in the world. She could have died. They could have put her in the closet temporarily.
Yeah, but don't get me wrong. I don't think the police did a great job, but I don't think that they were that bad.
I hate to say it, but a lot of these cases, especially the really well-known ones, it's usually the parents involved. A child just doesn't disappear out of your hotel room.
Well, I mean, they left it unlocked.
It's the oddest thing to me about this whole thing. I have never been to one hotel room where you could leave the door unlocked. Not saying that they don't exist, but most of them all have the magnetic locks.
It was more like an apartment. I'm wondering if they had literal locks, because they weren't like a hotel.
I don't know. It's just weird. I don't want to sit here and blame the family, especially with no evidence or anything. But there's just too much stuff that does not make sense to me. Your oldest daughter was taken, but your two younger kids were left. It doesn't make sense to me. When something doesn't make sense, I can't wrap my head around it. The only thing that makes sense to me in this instance is that somehow the parents were involved. I hate that I think that way, but it's the easiest answer is probably the correct answer. And that's the easiest answer, because it doesn't make sense that somebody would break in, kidnap just her.
And I get that too, but at the same time, it would be a lot more difficult to take three kids.
Yeah, I get that. I get there's reasons why they would just want her. You're taking a big risk, taking her from a resort like that. There's going to be a lot of people there. And I would think that the resort would be a high-risk environment.
You would think so. But at the same time, it makes me wonder if that makes them more able to blend in.
You're still taking a child. She's not going to go willingly unless she knows you. So unless he did something to incapacitate her or knock her out beforehand, and even then, you're gonna draw attention.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. Very few suspects, aside from Robert Murat and the McCanns themselves, were really looked into because of a few reasons. The crime scene was a bit trampled and mishandled. many people had been over it by the time police got to do forensics on it. At least one person mishandled evidence by not wearing gloves. They didn't properly close off traffic immediately. It was still open until about 10 a.m. the next morning. They didn't question every guest on the premises. And, last but not least, the apartment that the McCanns were staying in was empty for about a month after they left. Before, other people were already occupying it, but there still eventually were suspects. And regardless of how much press Madeline got and how hard people looked, no real leads occurred for years. In 2020, after the Netflix documentary came out on Madeline's abduction, police looked heavily into a man named Christian Bruckner, who has sexual assault charges in his past, some with children, and his ties to human trafficking rings. The night before Madeline's disappearance, his girlfriend at the time remembers him saying he had to do a horrible job the next day. People have supposedly seen her all over the world, but none have been confirmed.
So we have talked about this many times. 99% of the time, the reason that they don't ever get solved is because of police incompetence. We've talked about this before, that there are a lot of cops who have cases like this that do everything they can and they just don't solve them. Those are not the ones I'm talking about. These ones, like the Welch, Oklahoma Police Department, who you guys all know my hatred for those people, this police department's got to be high up there too. And in some ways, I think they're probably worse than the Welch Police Department just because Madeline was obviously way younger and it just makes it that much worse. Because I don't care what kind of person you are, what you think. Anytime a young child is involved in something like this.
Yeah, you 1000% panic and do every little possible thing that you can.
Yeah, and it makes the case that much worse. On the surface, it seems like these cops basically fucked up the whole thing from the very beginning. I get that. We can easily sit in a chair here and criticize the way they did their job. But guess what? That's the way it is. These guys are supposed to be professionals. This is their job. And they bungle it so hard that essentially we may never know what happened to her. I really hope these guys got kicked off the force or aren't cops anymore.
Well, the thing about it is you have to handle it so fast and you have to handle it the right way immediately. Don't get me wrong, I do understand that you might not know exactly how to handle it the right way, because not everyone is going to immediately know, but you have to, and you don't get that choice. You have to just do it. There are some things that you should just immediately know. First of all, don't let everybody touch the freaking room. Don't let people without gloves touch the crime scene. Honestly, there wasn't a whole lot of evidence to gather from there anyway. I don't think there was a whole lot they were going to get, so I'm not horribly upset with that. But, like, they forgot to close off basically the whole resort. People, just block it. Block all of it.
And I am actually going to defend the cops a little bit here, because before they even arrived on the scene, there was a lot of people going in and out of that room trying to look for Madeline.
Oh, 100%.
So I am not going to sit here and vilify them for something that they can't control. Because honestly, I think the parents kind of fucked that one up.
They did, because everyone was already looking for her. Everybody was already in and out. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I get it. As a parent, your first reaction is panic, look, search.
And that may be what the cops were thinking, that the crime scene was already contaminated. Even if they got all these fingerprints and evidence, there's no telling if it was part of the crime or if it was the aftermath. So I get all that, and I will defend them on that part, because there's nothing they can do. I get that your first instinct as a parent, and I am not sitting here saying that I would have done anything differently.
We also have to think about the fact that this is a resort. Can you imagine the fingerprints and DNA and everything else you're going to have to come up with on that? Because that's going to be, oh God, no thank you.
There is a reason why in situations like this, they got protocols that are in place. And again, I get that this isn't the police department in the United States. Procedures may be different.
Yeah.
I don't know if they ever got any training or not, or if they even handled high profile cases like this before, or even regular cases like that. I don't know much about this police department.
I have no idea, actually. I didn't look at that.
That would be my first thing. And that's just the way I think.
I don't think so, to be honest with you. She was like the number one most well-known missing person in the world.
Where did this actually happen in Africa?
Praia da Luz, Portugal.
I don't know much about Portugal. I assume it's probably a resort town. Obviously, they're going to have a lot more tourists, which usually means a lot more crime. Let's be honest. Anytime you got a tourist town, it's not usually a fun place to be. You'd think they would be like accustomed to stuff like this.
I will say they arrived there pretty quick, within 10 minutes. They got there fast and they started working really fast. They took it seriously. I just think that they weren't prepared for it.
But, and again, it's easy to judge sitting here reading the story about them and everything. They definitely bungled it. I'm not going to put it all on them because obviously they can't prevent something when they're not there. Crime scene was completely contaminated before they even arrived. But still, they did enough stuff to fuck it all up.
If one of these things wasn't what happened to Madeline, what actually did? At one point, people thought it may have possibly been a burglary gone wrong. But my thing is, nothing was taken except Madeline. They had valuables all over the house. A child is much more difficult to take, which makes me believe Madeline was the original target.
Yeah, I'm no detective, but I don't think burglary was the motive. Obviously, like, nothing else was taken. None of the other kids were taken. So either Madeline was the target or something just happened and the parents are trying to cover it up. I'm sorry, it makes more sense to me that the parents were involved somehow. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
No, I agree with you because it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. They had video cameras and expensive equipment just sitting around in there, which apparently they just legitimately don't care about any of their stuff, including their children, which, sorry, that's really rude, but truth. Left it all just unlocked, here, come in, take it. And none of it was taken, but their kid apparently was.
That's the other thing. If I was gonna do what these parents did and leave the kids in the room while I go and hang out with my friends, I would not leave the door unlocked. The way my mind works and the way that I stress and obsess over stuff like that, I would not even be able to enjoy the time that I'm spending with them because I'd be so stressed out about the door.
Right? I don't know. I don't get it personally.
I don't either, and I'm not going to sit here and say that I know for a fact that the parents were involved somewhere, because I don't know. I'm just saying, to me, the most likely scenario or the most likely cause for all this is the parents. Not saying that's the case or anything like that. I'm just saying, with everything that happened, everything that transpired, that is the one thing that makes the most sense to me.
It is to me, too, and it sucks, and honestly, I don't want to think that way. I don't, because I want to believe that they're wonderful parents who had a horrible lapse in judgment and something happened. I do. But it just doesn't make sense, though, you know?
That's another thing that seems odd to me. I get that a lot of people thought that they were involved, too. Honestly, it doesn't feel like it was as, like, as heavy as, like, other cases of this nature. It doesn't seem like people were fully against the parents like other cases. From what I remember, the media seemed to be on the parents' side the whole time. All the reportings on it definitely made the parents out to seem like they weren't involved. But it just seems weird to me.
The only thing I can think of is that the police have something that they haven't released that shows that the parents aren't guilty, but they're keeping for evidence purposes. Because it would release maybe too much for us to know. But at the same point, it's been like so many years. Surely they would release it by now.
Taking out the police investigation, because obviously they were suspects at one point. But the public's perception of it is what I'm trying to say.
Oh yeah, it's always been.
It seems like it always favored the parents.
Yeah.
Because you even take cases like JonBenet.
Oh yeah, it's always been like, the parents did it.
It just doesn't seem like this was that way, which is odd. Is even more odd for me. It's just like whenever a wife or husband dies, the spouse is always the first suspect. And a lot of times you never actually get past them being the suspect. And I could be wrong on the timeline of events, but it does seem like the parents were later suspect almost. Like they weren't the initial suspect.
They definitely weren't at first.
Which that in itself to me is odd. Because you would think you would investigate the people closest to her first. Because those are the ones that have the easiest access.
That's what I would have done personally as an investigator.
And it just seems like it wasn't really done in this case.
I don't know. Maybe they were just, I don't know. I don't know the answers.
I could be totally wrong. A lot more people could think that they're guilty than what I remember. I very vividly remember the fact that even the media never really turned on them like they do other people.
Yeah.
Which to me is just really odd. I don't know.
Was Madeline an accidental target? A very small amount of people think it's a possibility that she wandered out of the apartment herself and got into an accident. Maybe she wandered out and got hit by a car. That person panicked, hid the body, and has never been found. But baby gates were up and all the doors were closed behind her. Would an almost 4-year-old have closed the doors behind her?
So for me, the fact that baby gates were up doesn't necessarily mean a whole lot. Both my daughters could get out of baby gates at 4 years old, so that doesn't really mean much to me.
Yeah, I know. But like, what kind of baby gates is what I want to know, because listen, I've been around some baby gates now, and like, you have to work the most obnoxious jigsaw puzzle to try and get through that freaking gate.
Let me tell you something that pretty much all parents know. Baby gates are not designed to keep babies out. They're designed to keep parents out.
Yeah, they freaking are. And aunts, apparently, as in me, because I don't know how to work that gate. I'm just going to step over the stupid thing because I don't know that you have to press, lift, move your tongue up and down, lift an eyebrow, step left and right, do the hokey pokey, and then maybe you can open the freaking gate. Okay. So what actually did happen to almost 4-year-old Madeline? Was it an accident or a monster in the dark? Is Madeline still out there lost, or is her soul waiting in the dark to be found? The true monsters will still be watching and waiting. Thank you for joining us on this journey through all things mysterious. Your engagement is what makes this so rewarding. If you've enjoyed uncovering these mysteries with us, please show your support by liking, subscribing, and following us on your favorite listening platform. For more intriguing content and ways to stay connected, don't forget to check us out on our links in the description below. Your involvement is the key to unlocking more thrilling mysteries.
As always, we keep you guessing.